So for those of you who listen to me very frequently, you know I'm a big hockey girl. I love hockey. And so I already feel a very close connection to this family. And I am just so honored that I get to talk to them in just a minute. There was a horrific story that happened back in 2022 when Darianne learned that a Darianne High School student had died by suicide, and his name was Hayden Thorson. And boy, Hayden really just made waves and was so loved by his community, by his school, by his friends, and obviously by his family. And he was a hockey kid, which already just pulls at my heartstrings. And since then, this family has just stood up and made this incredible foundation honoring their son. It is called the HT40 Foundation, and obviously named after Hayden. And they're doing their first initiative called Shoulder Check. So I'm first of all want to back up and talk to this father, Rob Thorson, who I would imagine is so proud and is, of course, honoring his son. And I just am very grateful is willing to come on the air today and to tell his story and to talk about the foundation and to discuss Shoulder Check. So, Rob, I want to welcome you and I want to thank you personally for trusting me to talk about this on the air. And I just thank you for your time. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Thank you very much for having me, and huge thanks for that introduction. It's an honor to be on with you.
Seriously, the honor is mine, Rob. I have this weird brain where certain stories will stand out to me. Your son's, it was one of them. And I've been in the industry for over a decade, and so I've heard many, many stories, but your son's really stood out to me. And I have to say, Rob, I think one of the reasons it did was because of the outpouring of messages I got about your son and the support he had and how much this rocked Darianne. That is one of the biggest reasons this one stood out to me. And so I just wanted you to personally know that you've been on my radar. I was so glad that we finally got to connect and to talk about this. So thank you. Can you start by maybe just sharing a little bit about Hayden for people who didn't get to meet him? I didn't have the honor of meeting your son in person, but tell me a little bit about him.
Yeah, I mean, he was just one of those guys who kind of found his way into the middle of things, like the right way. You know, he was kind of a larger than life kid. First of all, physically, he was a big guy. So when he turned up in a room, people took notice. But what people came away remembering was just who he was. And how he kind of brought people together. He was quick with a joke. He was really sharp. He was like wise, well beyond his age. So he could kind of hold any room, whether it was with adults, but he was just as good with everybody else's little brother and sister. You know, they liked to kind of climb and hang on him. So that's just who he was as a person, right? Like he had this knack for like bringing people together. I think what kind of made him the person he was is like, you don't usually refer to 16-year-olds as empathetic, but Hayden was deeply empathetic. And that's kind of what gave it's kind of where this whole idea came from. It comes from who he was and the impact he had when he was with us, you know, which was like you described, it was outsized for who he was. But, you know, he was kind of building his world bigger and bigger and living into it. And then, you know, no sooner than he got started, he was gone. So, you know, we had this kind of moment, like even when I spoke for him that day, you know, my realization was, you know, I thought nobody knew Hayden better in the world than I did, because like you described, right, we're a hockey family, and you know what that means, lots of time on the road together, yeah. And travel and car time, which my goodness, I'm so grateful for. Mm-hmm. I was grateful in the moment, like I knew it was special then, but I'm infinitely grateful for it now for having had that time. Just that's who he was. And yeah, it comes from just who he was and what we did together. And, you know, when he left, a lot of folks were kind of like, it was a question we got, who's going to do for us, you know, who's going to do what Hayden did for us now that he's gone. And we kind of had this idea, we all can, right? We can all be a hand on people's shoulder. Mm-hmm. And that's where the Shoulder Check comes from. So like you said, we're the HT40 Foundation. We got started, and the Shoulder Check is our first initiative. And it is literally just about that. It is about doing what Hayes did when he was here with us. We can all be a hand on each other's shoulders.
Mm. I love that. And I feel compelled to tell you, Rob, and if I'm getting outside of my lane, I deeply apologize. But I want to let you know your story of knowing your son so deeply and the family connection. It sounds very familiar to another father who I have connected with several times on the show. Jim in Fairfield lost his son, Kevin, and he created a nonprofit, Kevin's Afterglow. And one of the things that we've really connected on, he was a Fairfield Ward student, a junior at the time when he passed away by suicide. And one of the things that, you know, Jim and I, the first time we connected on air, talked about was the fact that he said, I knew all of these things. We were seeing a therapist. We were checking on, you know, where Kevin was at mentally. We were checking all of these things. We could see it. We knew it. You know, me and my wife, we knew this. And I said to him what I would love to say to you, which is that, you know, as a parent myself, I can't even imagine when that moment, if it happens, what it feels like. But my understanding from all the professionals I've talked to about suicide is that you are an involved parent. You are so involved and loving and caring and there, and this was not a reflection on that at all. And I don't know your son, but it sounds like when you've got these families who are such a unit and so, you know, intertwined with each other, that this was just not at anyone's fault. There was something beyond control, essentially, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, and we know we've met the family. We know each other. We've had some conversations.
Oh, neat.
As you can imagine, we're an extraordinarily, sadly a growing community, right? Mm. But when these things happen, folks tend to support one another. So we're grateful for the support and the introduction to that family along the way. Mm. We continue to pay that forward as these things happen throughout our community and beyond. But you know, to your point. Like, I think if I'm sorry to use big numbers, but if a million people find their way to this decision, they'll have gotten there on a million different paths. Mm. And there will be commonalities, of course, right? Themes or, you know, folks who are known to be struggling, folks who weren't, folks who are under different stressors, those kinds of things. And no one path is any easier to understand than the other. You know, in our case, it almost sounds naive in retrospect, but if you made a list of 1,000 people, Hayden would have been number 1,000 on that list. Like, you know, and that is an archetype of folks who sometimes find their way to this decision and to this path, right? Like, it's the person who seems to be thriving by all accounts, but underneath it all is struggling with something. And I think, you know, there's no answer to it in our case, and it's impossible to. That can't be the thing you're left to reflect on, because I don't know how you would spend all your time trying to find an answer that just can never be found, right?
Where we drew
our kind of strength was, again, in who Hayes was. And you know, it was my anecdote before. I said that, you know, nobody knew Hayden better than me, but we received hundreds of letters, and I came to realize, like, I didn't know half of who Hayes was and the impact he was having on people. And that was the thing that, you know, of course, there's great irony in it, right? Like, we're living in Hayden's memory for being this amazing person who made such an amazing impact and was the person who recognized when other people were struggling, yet obviously he was struggling himself. And, you know, that's a hard one to get your head around, and it will always be. But, you know, I think what we're trying to do now is kind of works on two levels, right? So by kind of through the shoulder check, you know, the idea is, if you think about it, right, like the hardest thing in the world to do, and you've seen this phrase, it's out there, it's the three hardest words in any language to say are, I need help, right? And like, to raise your hand and say, I need help, especially when you're under the scrutiny of your peers and you feel all the stress of like teenage life and college life, to allow yourself to be vulnerable in that situation is a huge leap, right? Mm. Like, so if we can do a little something by just, we complete the sentence, right? You see, you are not alone is a pretty powerful bit of language that's out there in the world, and you see it. But when I drive by a billboard and it sees it and it's speaking to me and says, you're not alone, but I'm driving alone in my car, like, I am still alone.
Right.
It's hard. It's to break free of that. So,
so true.
If we can give everybody else a role in this by saying, just completing the sentence, you're not alone because I'm right here with you, like literally, you know, our kind of initiative's tagline is reach out, check in, make contact. And make contact. Like, this is no armchair activism. This is, you have to be there for people. You have to turn up.
Yeah,
you have
accountability.
To be aware.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just kind of putting everybody in, giving people an easy way to do it, too. And that's what I say. It's as simple as a hand on a shoulder. Like, you may not know who's struggling, when they're struggling, or why they're struggling. But we certainly, you know, you don't always know who might need a hand, but we all always have a hand to give. And that's kind of our shoulder check message.
I love it. I love it. Ugh. We are chatting with Rob Thorson here, and we're talking about shoulder check. And I do want to mention this, that shoulder check, which is part of the HT40 Foundation, named after his son, Hayden. Since shoulder check games started in August of 2023, so less than a year ago, more than 1,000 youth athletes in 10 states have taken the shoulder check pledge in games. Nearly 80 current and former professional players have joined the movement, including NHL clubs from Boston to Washington, D.C., partnering with shoulder check for arena-based game day activities, engaging so many fans along the way. And Rob, I want to talk about this with shoulder check. So there are several initiatives, actually. If people go to your website, shouldercheck.org, there are ways that you can take action, including soon you guys are going to have this like blue shoulder marking thing that people can put on their jerseys or on their shirts. I think that's amazing. There's ways that you could put it into action by hosting one of these games, for example, even printing out posters and putting them up in your schools or in your workplaces. I mean, where'd you get the idea of shoulder check? It's brilliant. It really is such a brilliant concept.
So we're very fortunate in that both my wife and I, our background is in marketing advertising. We both run ad agencies. And so we've had multiple different communities of support since this has happened. I'd say our entire professional network. And then that kind of mapped to Hayden's entire hockey world. And I think that's another thing, you know, if you're a hockey person, like the hockey world is small and supportive and people rally, you know, and that's, there is a real truth to this notion of your hockey family. And I still have that, you know, and I still have the local kids here in town too, who are just Hayden's community. I'm connected to them and I speak to them all the time. So that was kind of like the third world that pitched in. So, like I said, it started this idea of like a hand on a shoulder. And we kind of linked up with the agency in town called Droga 5. It's my wife's former shop. They jumped on board and kind of threw their wholesales at it. And we worked it out the way we'd kind of normally work out a project like this, which was, how do we bring this message to life, this idea of a hand on a shoulder? And they kind of brought forward this notion of the shoulder check. And, you know, that pivots off of, like, what kids are doing on social with fit checks and vibe checks and this, that, the other thing.
Sure.
So we were like, well, a shoulder check fits with that. We should do that. And then in parallel, my son, there's a, I don't know if you're familiar with the Prentice Hockey Performance there in Stanford.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's run by Ben Prentice, and my son was a long time, trained there for a long time. And Ben was really moved by Hayden's passing, so much so that if you've ever been in the gym there, he has he's had hundreds of NHL athletes that are his primary clients. And all around the gym is a signed jersey of every single NHLer or professional women's hockey player that's ever trained there. There's hundreds of them. It's really powerful.
Wow.
And Ben, unbeknownst to me, made Hayden's jersey up, and it's the first jersey you see when you walk in the in the gym. Yeah, it's such an incredible tribute, right? And it took me months to go over there just to see it for the first time because
sure.
I had been told about it. It was so powerful. But there again, it's like, you know, this is the impact that Hayden's had, that he could walk into a room like that filled with professional athletes training and still connect so deeply with Ben, who ran the gym.
Mm-hmm.
So he, in parallel, we were working on a shoulder check idea. Ben was like, well, we should do a charity game for this. And the third guy in was a gentleman by the name of Gary Zegras, who runs the Mid-Fairfield Youth Hockey Association out of Stanford. That's where my son used to play. His son's Trevor is in the NHL. Gary came to me and he's like, look, when you're ready to do something, we're all in. So the three of us just kind of came together at the same time. And it was like, great, let's do this idea of shoulder check. Let's create this charity game. We did it at Terry Connors last year on August 3rd. We had 24 NHLers come out, four professional women's players. We had a my son's a 2006 born player. That's hockey language for that, or nomenclature. Mm-hmm. So we had a game of all his friends that played beforehand. We had 2,500 people come out, and that's where we launched the idea, which is basically you go out there at center ice with your teammates and everybody in attendance, and it's kind of repeat after me. I promise to reach out, check in, and make contact. And that's kind of what a shoulder check game is. And we've been working the last few months to kind of spread that organically. And as you said, we've had thousands of kids participate. We've had, you know, kids have picked up the idea all across Hayden's network, from prep schools in New England to the, you know, the Kane and Darien high schools here locally, all the way down to DC prep schools where his friends are. We've had these games. People have picked it up from Stanford to Seattle. Actually, I send patches out to kids out there who are doing it. And that's exactly what this is meant to be. It's kind of like peer-to-peer, like pass it on, you know?
I love it. I love it.
Yeah,
so I don't know, Rob, so I'm sure you guys have, you know, unbelievable goals for 2024 and beyond. But, like, this blue shoulder check for the jerseys, I don't know if I'm overstepping my boundaries, but I'm pretty close with the gentleman who runs, you know, all of the public school sports programs in Connecticut. And I'm wondering if, like, is this something that should be, you know, also taught? Like, I'm wondering if the state of Connecticut should invest in a lot of the jerseys getting this. I just think beyond hockey, it's, like you said, it's athletes who are probably the best at hiding if something's bothering them, because it's such a distraction, especially when they're good at their game. What you're doing is so significant. I just can't stress that enough. But I don't know. I want to help. I don't know what I could do, but I want to help. It's amazing.
Well, I think that's just exactly this is exactly the kind of help we need. And that's why I'm so grateful to be on. It's just kind of spreading the word. And like you say, yeah, for sure, at any level, whether it be in sports or beyond, you know, like, because a team is a figurative construct, right? Mm-hmm. Anywhere there's a group of people that come together that are together for a reason, that's a team, you know? And there
exactly.
are a lot of kids who don't play sports who need support. And you know, we're working on a pilot program now at a school district in New Jersey from an administrator who came to us. It's like, I love this idea. How do we bring it into my middle school? So we went down and met with her and we said, let's figure it out. And that's exactly it, right? Like, athletic directors seem to spark to the idea. Of course, it works anywhere there's a team they can, you know, sports team they can commit to one another. Local associations, exactly that. You know, even I was speaking to my sister on a Zoom, and one of her colleagues overheard it and just kind of jumped on the Zoom and said, "Well, my daughter just recently went to high school in her first year, and her thing is banned, and she was incredibly nervous to do that because." You know, the same deal as sophomores, juniors, seniors. She didn't know how to turn up. And she was like, man, they could use 100% they can.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of how we're going about spreading it. Yeah. And we're going to have, you know, like you said, on our site, we have right now there are ways like how to make the commitment, how to, you know, some downloadable stuff. But we're going to evolve that. So our next showcase is on July 25th at Terry Connors Rink in Stanford. And we're going to start to share details around that as it kind of as it coalesces and we build our kind of NHL and PWHL roster. And we're going to have these kits we're going to give folks or sell, which has like, you know, hockey tape in it, jersey patches and the kind of instructions for like, how do you make this commitment and how do you sustain this commitment? Because obviously that's an important one too.
I love it, Rob. And if you don't mind, or I could certainly, you know, keep in touch with your team. We would love to, you know, as we get closer to that event, certainly share it on the air, have you back on the show. I would love to continue to partner with you in your foundation and what you're doing. I believe in it so wholeheartedly as a parent, as a journalist, as just a human being. I just think what you're doing is amazing. And so I want to thank you so much again for sharing this on our platform. And I hope that we can continue to have you on consistently, because I think it's a message we can't say enough. So thank you.
Yeah, no, I would love to. And thank you. And our next thing is on April 30th. We're doing an activation with the PWHL New York team at The Rock. So that'll be a great one. So it'll be another touch point. We'll show that on our social for anybody who can't be there. So you can follow along. And yes, please, I'd love the chance to keep you up to speed and up to date on everything we're up to. Thank you very much again for
Fantastic.
Having me.
Fantastic. Thank you, Rob. Again, Rob Thorson here, and we are talking shouldercheck.org. If you want to check out their website, shouldercheck.org, and this is all part of the HT40 Foundation in honor of his son, Hayden.